WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Modern Stoicism. I'm your host, Brooklyn Weston, and let me tell you, we're diving into something super juicy today, creating a peaceful and calm environment around us. Ever feel like the world's got its foot on the gas pedal, just constantly going, going, going? You know that feeling when you try to chill but there's this constant hum of stress in the background? Yeah, I get it. That's why today's episode is all about taking back control, finding our inner zen, and building a sanctuary of peace even amidst the chaos. Now, listen up because this isn't just some airy-fairy, light-a-candle kind of deal. We're talking practical tools, real strategies you can implement today to actually make a difference. Think of this as your personal toolkit for navigating the modern world with grace and calmness. Ready to build your own peaceful haven? Let's get into it. Firstly, let's talk about decluttering, not just our physical space, but also our mental clutter. Ever notice how having a messy room can make you feel scattered and overwhelmed? Same goes for your mind. It's like trying to think clearly with a million tabs open on your computer. So, how do we declutter? Start by identifying those recurring thoughts that cause stress or anxiety. Journaling can be a lifesaver here. Get them out of your head and onto paper. Then, challenge those negative thoughts. Are they really true? Is there another way to look at the situation? Next up, mindfulness. No, I'm not talking about sitting cross-legged on a mountaintop chanting, Om, although that sounds pretty cool, right? Mindfulness is simply being present in the moment, paying attention to your senses, and observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on autopilot mode. Even 5 minutes of mindful breathing can do wonders for your stress levels. Try it. Take a few deep breaths, focus on the sensation of each inhale and exhale, and just let go of everything else. You'll be amazed at how quickly you feel more centered and calm. Now, let's talk about boundaries. Boundaries are like the invisible fences that protect our mental and emotional space. They help us say no to things that drain us or don't align with our values. Setting healthy boundaries is crucial for creating a peaceful environment because it allows us to prioritize what truly matters. It's not selfish, folks, it's self-care. Ever heard the saying, you attract what you are? It's true, the energy we put out into the world comes back to us. So, if you want peace and calm, start by cultivating those qualities within yourself. Be kind to yourself, practice gratitude, and focus on the positive. Remember, you are in control of your own thoughts and emotions. Finally, let's talk about connection. Humans are social creatures, we crave connection. Nurturing meaningful relationships with friends, family, or even our pet goldfish, hey, they listen, can provide a sense of belonging and support that helps us weather the storms of life. Don't underestimate the power of laughter and shared experiences. Here's a real-life example. Imagine you're working from home on a deadline, but your living space is cluttered, notifications are popping up every second, and your partner keeps interrupting for quick chats. Talk about chaos, but what if we switched it up? You could designate a specific workspace, turn off non-essential notifications, schedule focused work blocks with your partner, and even take a short walk outside for some fresh air to clear your head. Suddenly, that chaotic scene transforms into a productive oasis of calm. See how simple adjustments can make a world of difference. So, remember, creating a peaceful environment isn't just about external factors, it's about cultivating inner peace and taking conscious steps to shape your surroundings. Let's recap. We talked about decluttering both our physical space and mental chatter, practicing mindfulness, setting healthy boundaries, embracing positivity, and nurturing meaningful connections. It's all interconnected, folks. You've got this. Now, I want you to take action. Choose one of these strategies that resonates with you most and implement it today. Share your experience in the comments below. Let's create a community of peaceful warriors together. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of modern stoicism. Until next time, keep calm and carry on.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.